This is AgriPulse Open Mic. I'm your host, Jeff Daly. Our guest this week is Jill Bramble, President and CEO of the National 4-H Council. AgriPulse Open Mic is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. America's sweetest industry creates jobs and provides a sustainably produced food ingredient. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. AgriPulse Open Mic continues with Jill Bramble next. America's 11,000 sugar beet and sugarcane farmers count on a strong U.S. sugar policy to keep American consumers supplied with an essential ingredient. Better yet, it's designed to cost taxpayers nothing. These farmers support more than 151,000 jobs throughout the sugar supply chain in both urban and rural communities. They contribute over $23 billion to the economy each year and help keep it sweet in America. Learn how the Farm Bill supports sugar crop farmers and workers at sugaralliance.org. This is AgriPulse Open Mic. In the early 1900s, the Cooperative Extension Service found the minds of young adults were eager to embrace new science and technology to enhance both their farms and communities. Today, Jill Bramble, President and CEO of the National 4-H Council, says over 6 million young adults ages 8 to 19 are still eager to learn and grow their communities, primarily outside the classroom.
The majority of 4-H takes place out of school time, through clubs, through camps, through after-school programs, where young people can get in a very hands-on way, and working with robotics or STEM or health programs, and then thinking about how do they apply them to make their community a better place. So an example, today AI is very much on the forefront of agriculture. We did with Google, a partnership with Google, we did a national AI challenge. And we had young people from all over the country through their 4-H programs that submitted their ideas and their projects around how AI could improve something in their community. And we leave it fairly open-ended so that they can develop what is relevant for their local community and is of interest to them. So the individual that won that National AI Challenge is a high school teen from Iowa, and they looked at AI-powered detection system for corn gray leaf spot disease. We had other winners who were looking at how you use AI to address mental health. So it's really using that young person's spark in what they care about and taking the technology and applying it to something that will improve their community.
The society of the U.S. is much different in 2025 than it was in 1902. What is the makeup of 4-H members, and what's the ratio between urban and rural, and is it just about agriculture, or what's it really about?
Jeff, 4-H is actually the largest youth development organization in our country. Today, we reach 6 million young people ages 8 to 19 in counties all across the country. We are in every single county or parish across the country. We have a growth goal to grow that to 10 million. Today, about 2 million of those 6 million are in rural communities. About a little less than a million of those are still on farms. So it is still very much grounded in rural America, but has also grown to suburban and urban areas. We have urban programs that are teaching young people where their food comes from. We're teaching them how to grow their food hydroponically in a much smaller space. We're teaching them how to shop on a budget to be able to eat nutritiously. So the program, whether it is in rural America or urban America, still has those core principles that 4-H embodies, which is helping young people find their spark. What are they interested in? Helping them develop their leadership skills. working side by side with caring mentors and adults. And then finally, helping them find a pathway to work and life. That can be a four-year college, it can be a trade school, it can be straight into an employment or into the military. So helping young people find their spark and create that pathway, that is what we call a young person who is not just ready for work and life, but they are beyond ready. And that is our initiative to grow to 10 million young people.
So when I see your thoughts on career readiness, I think how much we have changed in the last 5 years and how much more we are going to change in the lives of this next generation. How do you prepare for careers that's a moving target?
Well, you know, 80% of the careers that will exist are not even developed yet. So making sure that young people are curious, that they like to innovate, they're entrepreneurial, is really important. And we see that across 4-H. 75% of employers think that young people need to focus less on the core school subjects and more on life skills, curiosity, exploration. Certainly the school subjects are very important, but we employers are seeing college graduates that are coming into the workforce and don't have those very important life skills that are critical. Showing up to work on time, looking someone in the eye, knowing how to reset your goals if you fail, knowing how to work in a team. All of those, you and I both know, we grew up in 4-H. You learn that through public speaking, through demonstrations, through completion of a record book. Those are all building critical life skills that we see in our 4-H alumni over and over again.
Talk just a little bit about the Beyond Ready program, because you graduate with a high school degree, you go to college, you get a degree, but yes, as you said, there are many employers that say, yes, they have an education, but they're not ready to go to work. How does Beyond Ready help to bridge that gap?
Beyond Ready is an initiative of Cooperative Extension, and all of our state 4-H programs currently are working on their 5-year plans on growing 4-H from 6 to 10 million. So we have a Beyond Ready generation. And what that means to us, Jeff, is that we have young people who are prepared for work and life and those many different career paths that are available to them. We have done longitudinal research in 4-H where we followed 4-H'ers from 5th grade through 12th grade. And we followed 7,000 young people in 4-H and those who are not in 4-H. And what we found is that the 4-H'ers were 2 times more likely to pursue a college degree. They were 2 times more likely to have healthier behavior, to understand nutrition and health and apply that to their life. And they were 4 times more likely to give back and be engaged in their community. We replicated that study a couple of years ago, and the same held true when those 4-H'ers were now in their mid to late 20s and in the workforce. So we know young people receive the life skill preparation, and they receive opportunities to pursue many different careers, especially in agriculture, where there are so many opportunities right now. 2 open jobs for every qualified candidate in agriculture right now. So Beyond Ready is a national initiative that we are working on with Cooperative Extension to deliver more of those ready young people to the workforce so that we can ensure a prosperous future for our country.
It would seem that more today than certainly before, you need to break the persona that the Cooperative Extension and 4-H is only about farm and ag, when actually the industry of agriculture is so broad that students, individuals, don't necessarily have to have a farm background or ever show up at a farm to be in the food production business?
Two things I'll point to on that. One is young people that do grow up on a farm or near a farm in rural America and are involved in 4-H certainly have a very strong appreciation for ag and what it contributes to our country. The food, fuel, fiber that it takes to power our country starts in rural America. However, you are right. There are a multitude of careers, from food science to ag policy, ag law, communications, that are really intriguing to young people who maybe haven't grown up near a farm. But young people today, Gen Z, is looking for careers that have purpose, that have meaning. And so when we begin to tell the story of agriculture and how it fuels this country, that creates a sense of purpose that intrigues young people. And so we want them to see the multitude of careers that are possible in agriculture and in many other STEM-related fields.
I think about the work of our teachers, kindergarten, elementary, middle school, high school, so much to teach them of basic curriculum, and then embracing everything from artificial intelligence to how to write cursive.
It's, you know, and when you look at the data, 30% of kids are chronically absent from school today. 50% of Gen Zers feel they're failing at life. Teachers have a lot that they are facing in the classroom every single day, and schools cannot do it alone. And that's where organizations like Cooperative Extension and 4-H can supplement and walk alongside of that academic experience a young person is having to give those opportunities to learn about AI, robotics, STEM, drones in a very fun out-of-school time. And while they're learning about those, they're building relationships with their peers, with mentors, and they're exploring what's possible for their career journey.
4 out of 5 teens in a survey believe they will achieve their life goals if they can embrace opportunities of careers and of industry that they haven't been exposed to. What a tremendous catalyst that is to help them even in their goal setting.
Absolutely. You know, Jeff, I'm around a lot of teens and a lot of young people in 4-H, and one thing that discourages me is when I hear the narrative that is so often discussed about teenagers today, that they're not engaged, that they don't have motivation, that they're on their phones all the time, and those aren't the teens that I'm seeing in 4-H. They are very actively involved in their communities. They're wanting to learn. They're wanting to do programs for younger children in 4-H to be a mentor themselves. I think we have an opportunity to unlock an incredible opportunity with Gen Z. Those that are in 4-H, if we can reach 10 million young people in 4-H, that creates a tipping point of a generation that can be ready and prepared to contribute to our country.
One of the great advantages in the school system in my area, and I know it's in other systems, is a dual credit program where high schoolers can gain college credits. I don't know that people understand that the University of Tennessee offers credits for 4-H members who achieve particular project goals.
They do, and many of our land-grant institutions are beginning to offer new approaches, whether it is credit for 4-H work or it's credentialing, micro-credentialing, but really beginning to think out of the box of how to help further prepare young people. At the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, they have worked across campus and have identified 11 different courses where a 4-H project can fulfill the requirements of that course. So, for example, public speaking, which is a very common 4-H project, when a senior 4-H'er completes their public speaking project with the right requirements and delivers their record book or their portfolio, that then can be submitted and can qualify for meeting the credit expectations for COMS 101. And they've done that with 11 different courses. So it is it's a lower barrier to entry into college. It is done at a very low cost point, and it is getting them prepared for to take higher level courses at the University of Tennessee. So we're really excited by what we're seeing from the land grants across the country, and this is all very much part of our Beyond Ready initiative.
So from the beginning, it was the relationship of volunteers with the Cooperative Extension Service to reach so many young people. If we're talking about the Cooperative Extension Service in the long run, we're talking about the Farm Bill. So with Washington being long on ideas and short on money, what's important for those inside the Beltway to understand about the work of 4-H and the relationship with our land-grant universities?
Well, I first want to give a big thank you to the leaders of our 4-H caucus. House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson is helping to chair that, along with Congressman Sanford Bishop, Ranking Member Angie Craig, and Congressman Andy Harris. On the Senate side, we're very fortunate to have the leadership of John Bozeman, as well as Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar, all supporting the 4-H caucus. And what we want our politicians and elected leaders to know is that they have an amazing program already in Cooperative Extension and 4-H that is deployed to every community across this country and is research-based and science-backed, delivering programs to young people that are putting them on a trajectory to be healthy, productive, engaged, and to open their eyes to the multitude of opportunities that agriculture provides for our country.
So in terms of an investment, where are you lacking, or where are there opportunities that additional funds would enable you to reach and to serve even more of our next generation?
Yeah, there has not been a capacity investment in Cooperative Extension in many, many years. And Extension continues to grow and innovate and reach more young people and more communities. And if we were to invest in their capacity to do even more, it is an amplifier at a very low cost. So I think it's a very wise investment. It's an investment in rural communities. It's an investment in rural prosperity. It meets the vision of the Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary Rollins, who is a 4-H alum, to put farmers and ranchers first. And we're also seeing opportunity where we can meet some of the vision of other agencies in Washington, whether it's Department of Labor, Department of Education, to meet and address some of the growing concerns that are facing our country.
I have the opportunity as a farm broadcaster to emcee a lot of events at 4-H fairs across my coverage area, and I'm quick to point out to the audiences at events that when they come to the 4-H fair and they spend money to get in the gate or they spend money to purchase food, or for whatever event, that money is not going to private enterprise. That money is going to invest in the next generation. So the success that 4-H has had and the success that you will have is largely dependent on an army of volunteers and those that are willing to privately invest in this 4-H program.
That's right, Jeff. A couple of things. We did an economic value study in the last couple of years and looked at when someone, either public or private, invests into 4-H, what is the return for the community? And we found that for every dollar invested, there was a $41 return on public value across the community. We are very fortunate within the Cooperative Extension System to have more than 500,000 volunteers giving their time to the young people that are served through 4-H. And at National 4-H Council, we have many private sector partners that are investing in this generation of youth to be beyond ready. Each year we raise about $50 million from the private sector, and we invest that directly into the 4-H program in order to help build capacity of the educators, provide national scholarship opportunities for the young people, and make sure that we have the tools and resources for them to reach more young people in local communities.
In one way, individuals and businesses can donate dollars to the 4-H program, but is there anything more valuable than individuals or businesses who are willing to donate their time and their experience in educating 4-H members?
We are grateful for their investment in resources, and that's not just money, that is also their time. And their time as a volunteer, as a mentor, as someone who can help a young person grow through the 4-H program is invaluable. We have 500,000 volunteers across the country, and we are always looking to grow that number.
In our communities, we've begun to recognize that we are lacking those that are skilled in particular trades. Here is another generation coming on board that is embracing opportunities. And how would they know to be a plumber or an electrician or a carpenter or other if they haven't had exposure to those particular industries?
Well, it's so important that they serve as an example for young people so that they can see the career opportunities that are available to them in the trades. As we look at bringing manufacturing back into this country, it is going to be more and more critical for young people to see opportunities that they can have for themselves in the trades, where AI can make that different and more innovative. And so any of those local businesses that have the ability to give back to young people and invest their time, they serve as a valuable mentor and example of what's possible for a young person.
And I also think this, in a day where we have such advanced communications with the internet, with the cloud and the rest, the students today have such a more broad spectrum of resources to be able to learn from.
They do, and one of the tools and resources that we created is called Clover by 4-H. It is a digital learning platform, and it aggregates all of those content and resources from cooperative extension across the country and makes them available for free to any young person or educator, regardless of where they live. So digital is certainly accelerating our ability to get more information out to young people, but it will never replace that in-person programming that is so vital and that 4-H delivers in community. So it's a compliment.
Well, Jill Bramble, we want to thank you so much for your work and all the staff work at the National 4-H Council and certainly our volunteers across the nation for this mighty task of helping this next generation embrace opportunities and to prepare them for our future. Thanks for being on this edition of Open Mic. Jill, it is Open Mic, and today you've got the last word.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I want to just say what an honor it is for National 4-H Council to serve Cooperative Extension and the life-changing work they are doing in community. If you would like to get involved with 4-H, please go to 4-H.org to learn more about the Beyond Ready Initiative.
Our thanks to Jill Bramble, President and CEO of the National 4-H Council, our guest this week on Open Mic. AgriPulse Open Mic is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. America's sweetest industry creates jobs and provides a sustainably produced food ingredient. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.